السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, so many verses of the Quran which were recited last night were coming to mind, but this is a verse which you are listening many times in the namazes and recitation at other times, and it has been discussed also many times. I am trying to repeat some of those things which had been discussed just to refresh in our imans. In this verse, of course I am not making tafsir, you can't make tafsir in 15 minutes of these verses. It may require hours and hours. Nevertheless, the gist of it is, by way of explanation, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given knowledge of many things to man for the purpose of his life in this world. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given him the knowledge of many things. Allah Ta'ala subjugated to him the skies, the earth, the waters of the ocean, and everything that is around, Allah Ta'ala subjugated to him, make use of it. So what man does, he makes some research, some investigations. He digs out certain things from the earth, he mixes it with some other things, and with all his different research and all that in the laboratories, he comes up with different kinds of products, or in their inventions, they come up with different kinds of inventions. Now what happens is, when the person sees all these type of inventions and these type of products, then the person begins to believe that he is in control of the entire universe. And especially with the recent cloning and everything else that's taking place, man is beginning to believe, or those scientists are beginning to believe, that there is no such thing as the existence of a creator of the universe. We are the creators of everything, and very soon we will create life also. Human beings can also be cloned now. So this is a test for us, and especially those people who have got knowledge of science and technology. It's a test. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't say that you mustn't delve into these things. Anything that a person makes, any product that he makes, any invention that he comes up with, if it is useful for man, then nothing wrong with it, as long as it doesn't affect the morality of the person. Now most of those things which are being used today, which is causing corruption and fitnas, those same things can be used for better purposes. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given some knowledge, but when he thinks that he knows too much now, so then he must look into this verse, that besides the many things that he does not know, deep down in the ocean, they say recently there was one article in which some fish was discovered. They say some million years this fish was under the sea. They never saw a fish of that kind. Somewhere in China or somewhere. First time in a million years. Now who lived million years ago to see that fish? So every day they're coming up with something. Stars, they still say every day there's a new discovery. The earth, there's a new discovery. In everything there's a new discovery. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the knowledge of five things only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has and nobody else. Now that does not mean that besides that, every knowledge the person has. There's so many other things man still doesn't know. But these five things you can challenge anybody. The knowledge of the hour, exactly when Qiyamah will take place. There have been so many people, they have been claiming doomsday will be on certain day. Christian churches, there are many places where they said that there will be doomsday on certain day. They predicted the day. So the people sold their homes, they sold their jewelry and they sold their furniture and everything, because they were told by the church that certain day will be doomsday. So those people made the money and they disappeared. And doomsday came and went, nothing happened. So only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the exact knowledge. We have many, many signs of Qiyamah that have been given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he hasn't told us exactly which day Qiyamah will take place. We know it's going to be a Jumu'ah or Friday. But exactly which month, which exactly in which year, nobody knows. So much so that there's so much of speculation with regards to Imam Mahdi at present, that when is he going to appear? Some people said in 2002. 2002 came and went, he didn't appear. They said 2003, then they said 2004. Now all these things are speculation. We don't have the exact date and the exact knowledge. But with regards to Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he has mentioned many places in the Quran Sharif, the details of Qiyamah, but nobody knows. Nobody can really predict, nobody can tell exactly. Yes, the signs are there, and if you have to look at the signs that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave of Qiyamah, there's nothing that's left of the minor signs which has not appeared. Nothing. If you can, every sign that he predicted, and he predicted them in those days when these things did not exist. Now there's no time to go into those things, but nevertheless, all those signs have appeared. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. With regards to rainfall, the absolute and the total knowledge only Allah Ta'ala has. And you can test any scientist with this. And people have accepted Islam again, as I mentioned before, if they have an open mind, if you have to discuss these verses with them, they will believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So with regards to rainfall again, there is just the weather condition, the weather bureau will say, that looking at the pressure valves and looking at this and looking at that, rain is expected tomorrow. So that is all they can say. It is expected. But how much, or in the first place, will it definitely rain or not? How many times they have said no, there were changes again and there no rain came. So they don't have even that knowledge, exact knowledge, whether it will definitely rain. And even if it does rain, then how much of rain will fall, where will it fall, whether that rain is going to be beneficial for the crops and for the vegetation, for the animals, for the human beings, or it's going to be a thunderstorm and after that there's going to be havoc, there's going to be flood waters that will destroy so much of life and property. All the details of that rainfall. How many times we have noticed that rain falls in Asheville, but there's no rainfall in the city center. And sometimes it is in the city center and there's no rainfall on the other side of the street. So only Allah Ta'ala knows how much of rain is going to fall and where it is going to fall and where it's going to end up in floods. And all the details, if you have to think over, only Allah Ta'ala has that knowledge. Nobody else can, no matter what kind of instruments they have, but they cannot say exactly how much of rain and where. Otherwise we would not have even had the droughts. And we wouldn't have had floods. It is easy for man to make up rain and eliminate all the drought. Only Allah Ta'ala sends down the rain and only He has the absolute knowledge of that rainfall. Man cannot bring it down. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the child that is in the womb of the mothers. That again the absolute knowledge. Because these things are creating doubts in many, many minds. That now by means of a scan we know whether the child is going to be male or female. Now that's about all you can know, whether it's male or female. But which scientist, or put all the scientists together and tell them to give you a history of the child that's going to be born. In the first place, whether it's going to be born or it's going to end up in a miscarriage. How many women have carried right up to the end of the 9th month? Ready to give birth, and the doctor's scans and everything showed perfectly healthy child. And this child is going to come into this world, it's going to be perfectly healthy, bubbly. But suddenly there was some kind of a tremor, or there was some kind of a shock, or there was some kind of an accident, and it's a miscarriage. Something happened and the child had to be aborted. So whether he's going to be born or not, that also nobody is certain. And if it's going to be born, so phir ye achcha hai ke kaccha hai. ये सच्चा है कि अच्छा है कि कच्चा है, whether the person is going to be truthful or a liar, whether he is going to be an intelligent person or a dud, whether he is going to live a life of good health for the 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, how much of knowledge this child is going to gain, how much of wealth this child is going to own, whether this child is going to be a means of comfort and happiness and a means of coolness of the eyes of the parents, or this child after a period of time when it grows up, then this child is going to turn out to be a headache and a pain in the neck for the parents. He's going to abuse the parents. All the details of that child that is going to come into this world, who knows besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Nobody can sit there and say exactly what is going to happen to this child in future. The future nobody can predict. Who can? Those people who watch palms and predict futures. In the time of Harun Rashid, one person was very famous. He says that he knows, he can tell the future. He can predict the future. He is a fortune teller. So there was great talk about him around. So one day he was invited to the court. So one of the wazirs told the king, he says, ask him that he must look into the palm of his own hands first, and he must say how long is he going to live. So he looked into the palm of his own hands and he said, about 20 years or so I'm going to live still. So that wazir took the sword and took his neck off. With the sword he took his neck off. He said, how long did he say he was going to live? He said, 20 years. He said, he didn't even live 20 seconds. So if he can't predict his own future, where can he predict the future of others? So here the person does not know. The absolute knowledge nobody knows. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is challenging man. Now that doesn't mean they must not make progress in medical science. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that progress means rejection of belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it is a problem. Like again, it reminds me of that incident that when I was studying in India, and at that time one Kashmiri student, he happened to be sitting on the other table next to me in one of the restaurants in Delhi. So he asked me my name, I gave him my name, I asked him his name, he said, Farooq. I said, MashaAllah, where do you come from? He said, Kashmir. I said, what are you doing? So he asked me, I asked him that, what are you doing in Delhi? He says, I'm studying geology in Delhi University. So he asked me, what are you doing? I said, I'm studying theology. So then he responded, he said that you mean that in this time and age you traveled all the way from South Africa to India to study about the existence of God? Now that was his response. He says, you mean up till now in this age and time when science has made so much of progress, you have still come to study about God? So we can see how it is influencing the minds of people. So this is a challenge, that if you think that you have the knowledge, absolute knowledge of the child that's going to be born, then bring that knowledge. Then about what the person is going to do tomorrow, what he's going to earn tomorrow, nobody knows. At the most we can do all planning. Tomorrow I'm going to do this, tomorrow I'm going to earn this, tomorrow I'm going to go here, tomorrow I'm going to go there. But within seconds that person is gone. He doesn't see that tomorrow. Within seconds accidents take place. Within seconds a person is shot and is gone. So we can't plan, and we are living in a world of means, and if we are not going to plan, then there's going to be chaos. If a businessman has to do business in December, now he says, no, we are not allowed to plan because I can die the next second. So now I must only buy for 5 minutes at a time. Then that business will close down. So you can plan ahead, but don't believe that we are going to see the next day. And in these times, nobody can really say that it's very safe. Now again, we can speak on that, but I don't want to wish to go into the detail. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about which place the person is going to die. Which place he is going to die. Now this is again something that doesn't require much evidence. How many people, they live in one place, one town, one city, all their lives. And just when it comes to the time of their death, then something pulls them and drags them to another place. Or the friends, they put some kind of pressure, no, let's go, and he joins them. He travels a few hundred kilometers and is gone. So many people have lived in Makkah, Madina Sharif all their lives, and then it came to the time of their death. At that time they went to Pakistan, India or South Africa somewhere to meet some people, and they passed away there. And so many people who never had hopes that they will make it to Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, but when it came to the time of the death, then somehow they made it to Madina Sharif or Makkah Sharif, and they passed away there. And they lie buried there in Jannatul Baqi or Jannatul Mala or in Mina or many other places. And I conclude on that one incident I can't forget. There was one person well known from one of the towns, and we were together in Hajj. So this person, every time that he made an application for a passport, the government turned it down. The apartheid government at that time, because of his contact and because of his association with the ANC at that time, which was banned, he had some kind of association, so his passport was always refused. But in that particular year, at the moment he made an application, his passport was granted. He too was surprised, the family surprised, everybody surprised that no inquiry, no investigation, no further queries, nothing, passport granted. So he was with us in Hajj. And there he said, Maulana, make dua, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me to stay in this place forever. I said, yeah, I make dua for you, you too make dua for me. And he was quite fit, it wasn't that he was very sick or anything of that kind. Then, upon the return from Arafat, he complained of chest pain and he passed away in Mina. And he lies buried in Mina. So even the government of the time cannot stop the person reaching that place where he is going to die. Only Allah Ta'ala has that knowledge. So these things will build up our iman, it builds up our yaqeen, it builds up our faith and trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So learn, acquire knowledge, make progress, nobody stops. But don't let that knowledge distance us from the Creator. We must get to say every time that we make a new discovery or a new fact and new information comes to light, then we say, Fatabarakallah Ahsanul Khaliqin. We praise Allah Ta'ala, glorify Him. He is the one who has given us this knowledge. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us solid yaqeen and iman in His existence. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'aza minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon mujhe bhi kuch fikr e aakhirat ho bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon raha main bekar zindagi bhar بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah.